Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Y'all know y'all heard people say, yeah, Justin Bieber think he's black? Well, today he is in trouble. The 20-year-old trouble pop singer is now getting heat because of back-to-back N-word scandals, both of which were caught on tape. Both incidences were a few years back when Bieber was a teenager. The first one, it surfaced on Monday. He was 15 years old when, with the cameras rolling, he told a racist joke. A video was posted on TMZ of Bieber asking, "Why are black people afraid of chainsaws?" He then answered his own question with the statement, "Run," imitating the sound of a chainsaw. That's the N-word if you say it properly, right? Mm-hmm. He apologized in a statement by saying, "As a young man, I didn't understand the power of certain words and how they can hurt. I thought it was okay to repeat hurtful words and jokes, but didn't realize at the time that it wasn't funny and that, in fact, my actions were continuing the ignorance." Okay. So that the first one, that was when he was 15. Then 2 days later, another video surfaced of Bieber changing the words of one of his hit songs. It's called "One Less Lonely Girl" to "One Less Lonely N-Word," and then singing about joining the KKK. Now, according to CNN, a source close to the singer said the teen immediately realized his error and told his mentors, Usher and Will Smith, about the video. So he's got black friends now. By the way, Usher wrote the song, the original one. Not the N-word one. The source says that Usher then showed Bieber some historically racist videos to teach him about the hurtful nature of such words, and Bieber takes full responsibility for his youthful actions. Here's the problem with that. He supposedly had learned his lesson from this incident, which happened when he was 14. The second one that surfaced happened when he was 14. If he had in fact learned that lesson, then that first incident that surfaced when he was 15 years old would never have happened, because he would have learned his lesson. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So some are wondering, is Bieber racist? Is he? I don't know. But I do know this. This is a danger of the proliferation of the use of the N-word. People hear it in music. They hear it on the street. They hear it almost everywhere they go. And subliminally, they become immune without even realizing it. Very frequently, I hear young people of all ages in public who can barely get through a sentence without using the word, even calling each other N-words, of all different ethnicities. Now, clearly Justin Bieber, a young man who, by the way, has immersed himself in black hip-hop culture, should not be saying that word. So the question is, if you want people like Justin Bieber to stop using it and to stop making excuses for it, shouldn't you do the same?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree with you, Don.
Yeah. You don't. You never hear people that can't get through a sentence without saying, "I told that N-word," you know, N-word.
That's
up,
what
man?
You hear. That's what you hear in New York all the time.
I hear it. I heard it twice on the train. Once going to work on Tuesday, mm-hmm. once coming back on Tuesday. One was a girl, an Hispanic girl. One was a white guy.
And nothing happened to him.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's New York. You go down to Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia. Oh, we're not taking none of that down.
you daring people to say it and fighting.
Yeah. Say it.
But we're fighting down south. And we should be honest with each other. We hear people all the time. And I think sometimes you may not even hear it because you're so used to it, but can't get through a sentence without saying it. Where does that come from?
Comedy shows.
It comes from comedy shows. Don Lemon this morning.